Okay, Rabbi Yosef, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Tanya's daf Chaf Zayin. And the last thing we mentioned was, if you remember, we were talking about whether the Kohanim will duchen in the afternoon. And one of the opinions we mentioned was that they don't duchen in the afternoon because we're concerned that if they duchen in the afternoon on one of these fast days, let's say a fast day or Yom Kippur, or not Yom Kippur, but one of the Ma'amados, so then people will think that Kohanim always should duchen in the afternoon. Right, what's the problem with that? So we said Mishum Shukros, because sometimes people are, the Kohanim are going to be drunk, and it is inappropriate for them to duchen when they are drunk. So the Gemara just wants to know, where, how do you know that? So we're six lines up on Chavav Alman Beis, with the Kuli Alman Mias, Shikur Asr Benisiyas Kapayim. So everybody agrees, right, regardless, whether, right, which, if you remember, it's Machukas, which of the Tfilos in the afternoon, Ni'ila or Mincha, right, that the Kohanim should not duchen at. But either way, everybody agrees that a Kohen who's drunk, right, should not duchen. So the Gemara says, Minan Nimili. So how do you know that? So Amar Rabbi Yishuv Ben Levi Mishum Bar Kavara, right? Lama Nisbucha Parshas Kohen Mevorech La Parshas Nozir, right? The Parsha of the Kohanim benching, right, courts in Parshas Nozir, right, that's right by, right, this whole halachos of Nazir. So why is that? Why are those back to back? So just like, obviously, just like a Nazir is not allowed to have wine, so too a coin as well. So the obvious question is, Maskvala Avu Ad Rabbi Zera, Bamrila Osho Barzavda, so Ima Usr Nazir Usr Bakhartan, Afkoin Mavorik Azur Bakhartan. Well, that seems to imply, it doesn't ask about the hair thing, right? Because what would hair have to do with benching? Benching the Jews, right? Blessing the Jews, but it asks about great derivatives, right? A Nazir is not allowed to get drunk. A Nazir is not allowed to have any type of grape product. Right? What about Khartan? What about grape seeds? Right, you should think that someone, a Kohen, is going to duchen can't even have any product of grape, like a Nazir. So Rabbi Yitzchak, yeah, because we have another comparison. Because Amar Kra, the Sharso Uluvarech Bishmo, that the Kohen is going to serve and bless Bnei Yisrael Bishmo in Hashem's name. So Ma Misharis Mutar Bechartzon, Av Kohen Mevarech Mutar Bechartzon. Just like someone who's Misharis, someone who's, Rashi says, Ovid Avoda, right, a Kohen in the Beis Hamikdash, he's allowed to have, you know, a grape. Right, he's allowed to have any grape products. Right, he's just not allowed to get drunk. So too, right, we're going to pattern it after someone who's serving in the Beis Hamikdash, and someone who's duchening is not allowed to have wine, but he's allowed to have grape seeds. The Gemara says, "Well, imam b'sharis balmum lo, so avkoy mevarech balmum lo." So maybe we should connect doing avod in Beis Hamikdash even further. And it's just like a kohen who's not allowed to, excuse me, to do avod in the Beis Hamikdash if he has a mum, if he has some sort of, you know, broken arm or missing a leg or whatever. So maybe that should be true as well of the Kohen who is doing duchening. So Gemara says, yeah, but ha'yit kish the Nazir. But so we compare it to a Nazir, right? And obviously a Nazir is, there's no problem being a Nazir and, you know, having a broken arm or whatever. So that's fine. So too, if the Kohen has a broken arm, he's also allowed to duchen. The Gemara says, well, umay chazit demaktish hakula, right? Akish lechumra. Well, so, I don't understand. If you're comparing it to two things, and you have options, Lakula and Lakumra, so why did you necessarily, you're picking and choosing, essentially. Right? By one case, we're comparing it to Nazir. In another scenario, we're comparing it to doing a Avodah in Beis Hamikdash. Well, why not flip it? You're taking the Kulas, the easy way out, right? The leniencies of both. As Kumar says, you're right, because Asmachta in Humi Derevan, because really, it's an Asmachta. It's really not a Dindo Raisa. Ula Kula and the Maya Taklis, right? Again, the Rabbanans are usually Meikil, excuse me. And therefore, we're going to Darshan out the Kula. Because it's not a real Drasha, right? The Chazal, we're just looking for a smach, right? Something to base and help people remember their halachos. Okay. Elohim Mamados, right? Again, if you remember, the Mishnah said, these are the Mamados, right? And then the Mishnah went on to explain why we have mamados. So the problem is that's a little weird, right? Why, if you tell me Elohim mamados, this is what mamados are, then you launch into the discussion of why we have mamados. That seems to imply that we're missing some stuff, right? So Gemara says, "My Kamar, what are we saying over here?" Right? If you would have thought that the Mishnah would have said what the mamados are, but it doesn't lead with that. So the Gemara says, "Ha'achikamar, this is what it means to say." Elohim Mamados. These are the Mamados. Matam Tiknu Mamados. What is the purpose of the Mamados? The Fishin Emar, because the Pasuk says, Ketzavis Pnei Yisrael V'yamar Taliyam is Korban Ilachmi Elishai. Right, okay. That's the Pasuk we quoted in the Mishnah. Ve'ach Korban HaShal Adam Karav Ve'hu Eino Omen Al Gavov. Right, how could it be? Right, first it starts with the logic, meaning the words that are missing from the Mishnah are Matam Tiknu Mamados. Right, what is the purpose of the Mamados? Because, again, and the Mishnah explains, right, as they, we need to have some Jews, right, acting as representatives for Am Yisrael, standing next to their Korbanos. So therefore, Yitkinu Nevi'im Arishonim, Esrim V'arav Mishmaros, are called Mishmar and Mishmar. So therefore, they were Metakin 24 Mamados, 24, you know, Mishmaros, 24 cycles and delegations of Jews, for every mishmar of Kohanim. So I am maybe Yishalayim, Shal Kohanim, Shal Levim, Shal Yisraelim, right? Then there was a, they were consisted of Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim. He gives man mishmar lalos, and when it became time for him to go, Kohanim, Levim, Olim, the Yishalayim, sure enough, the Kohanim and the Levim will go to Yishalayim, it's like, you know, v'chuli, v'chuli, v'chuli. Okay, Tana Rabbanu, whatever the Nebraisa. Esrim V'arba mishmaros. What's the deal with the Mishmaros? So there were 24 Mishmaros bearers in Israel, and there were 12 in Yericho. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Shdemis Rebbe Yericho? If you tell me there were 24 in Eretz Israel and 12 more in Yericho, so then Nefisha Lutuva, that's too many. So Ella, rather no. What it means to say is that Shdemis Rebbe Mehen Bi Yericho, meaning 12 out of the 24 were in Yericho. And you'll see exactly how that worked. Right? Because he is Mana Mishmar Lalos, right? When it became time for the Mishmar to go to Yushalayim, so Chatzi Mishmar Hayolim Eretz Yisrael, the Yushalayim. So half of it, meaning a Mishmar wasn't just one person, right? It was a bunch of people, right? Probably a lot of people. So half of it would go to Yushalayim, the Chatzi Mishmar Hayolim Lericho, and the other half would go to Yericho, Kadesh Yisbegu Mayam Umozon Lechayim Shibu Yushalayim, in order to provide food, excuse me, for everybody else, right, they would kind of run, they'd be on kitchen duty, right, making sure that they had food and all the supplies for everybody else who's actually on duty in Yerushalayim. And says Rashi, that's what it means when it says there was 12 of the 24 Mishmaros in Yericho. It doesn't mean that 12 of them lived in Yericho. It means that when it was their turn, that they would split half and half. 12 is obviously half 24, and there we go, and they would split half and half. Half the people will go to Yerushalayim and half the people will go to Yericho to kind of prepare all the supplies. Okay. One second. Okay. Amar Avida Amar Shmuel. Right. Sometimes Amar Avida Amar Af, right? Amar Avida Amar Shmuel, right? You learn by both of them. Kohanim Levim Yisraelim Akvin Esa Korban. You need all three groups of people to make sure that the Kohanim, that the Korbanos that are brought, right, the Korban Talmud, etc., right, are done. Masnisa Tana, but another Raisa says that it's not exactly like that. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Kohanim v'Levim u'Kleishir makvenis haKorban. It's not the Yisraelim that are makiv, but it's the Kleishir, excuse me, it's the instruments that the Kohanim are, that the Levim are playing that make the korban acceptable, and if you don't have that, then it's ma'akev, then there's a problem. You need to do the korban again. But my kibbutzli, what's machlokes? Mar sover ikar shir bevev, mar sover ikar shir bekli. So machlokes as to what the ikar part of the Levium song is. Right? Is it the singing or is it the kalim? Is it the utensils? Right, okay, meaning, and so obviously if you hold that the kalim are crucial, so then you need the kalim. If you hold the singing is crucial, so then all you need are the levium, and that's fine. Amar Chama Bar Guri Amar Av, Moshe Tikkun LeYisrael Shmonim Mishmaros. Right, actually, the original Mishmaros were 8, right? Moshe, again, back then, you know, in the times of, in the Midbar, there probably weren't so many Kohanim. So, you know, you can imagine, because the Kohanim, again, you see already, just for example, by Pinchas ben Elazar, right? Pinchas was Aaron's grandson, yet he wasn't a Kohen, right? He had to be given the Kohuna because Kohanim weren't necessarily grandfathered in. So there really weren't too many Kohanim, even though, there, you know, Aaron had two kids at that point, right? Elazar and Isamar, right? Nadav and Avihu didn't have children, and they weren't alive at that point anyway. So there were only 8 Mishmaros. So Arba me Elazar ve Arba me Isamar, right? Isamar, they had 4 each. But Shmuel then made 16, right? Shmuel then made 16. But David ve midim al eshrim ve Arba. Then David came in and extended it to 24. Shnamar zavazik says, b'shnas arbaim lamalchus David nidrushu v'ayim atzei bahem kibori chayel b'yazer gilad, etc. Fine. B'yazer gilad. That's a place. Okay. Fine. Okay, Maisvi, hold on one second. The Gemara asks, Moshe Tikkun and the Yisrael Shmona Mishmaros. Moshe set up eight Arba Me'elazar Be'Arba Me'isamar Badav Shmuel Ve'Hemidim Al Esrim Ve'Arba. Then you see, forget Shmuel making 16. Right here it says that David and Shmuel made 24. Shnamar Ve'Hema Yosa David Shmuel Haroa Be'Munasam. So Gemara says, you're right. Hachi Kamar. This is what it means to say Misero Shal David Shmuel Haramasi Hemidim Al Esrim Ve'Arba. Right from the basis, from the halachos, from the setup of David and Shmuel, I mean, it got to the point where they ended up at 24. Tani Yidach, another Brisa says that it actually that didn't work out exactly like that. That really, Moshe Tikkun Lehem Yisrael Sheishesrei Mishmaros. Really, Moshe set up 16. Shmona Me'elazar V'Shmona Me'Yisamar. Ukshe Rabu B'nei Elazar Al B'nei Yisamar. When Elazar's kids, there were more of them. So then Chelkum V'Amidum Al Esrim V'Arba. Then they set up 24. Shnamaz Pasuk says, Emtsu B'nei Elazar Rabim the Rosh Hagvarim, Hagiborim, Min Bnei Isamar, Vayichalkum, Levnei Elazar, Rashim Levnei Savos, Shisha, Sarv, Levnei Isamar, Levnei Savos, Shmona. Right, Elazar had more kids, or more offspring, right, the more descendants. So they end up with a 16, and Isamar ended up with 8. V'omar, the Pasuk says, Beis Avechad Achuz Le'Elazar, Ve'echad Achuz Le'Isamar. So, and it also says that they had one, kind of one for Elazar, and one for Isamar. So the Gemara says, my Omer, what does that mean? So it says, if you'll tell me, ki heichidin efishnei b'nei Elazar, how can I mean efishnei b'nei Isamar? If you'll tell me that just like Elazar's kids had a lot of children, so, you know, and a lot of descendants, so do Isamar, shmona meikara havu, arba havu, that the original eight, right, meaning back, originally it was eight, meaning the Itamar went 4 to 8, and meaning Satashma, so I'll prove to you that based on Avechad Achuz Le'Elazar, Avechad Achuz Le'Itamar, meaning Itamar stayed the same, but Elazar, but he jumped to 16. I said, Yuvta de Rav Chama Bar Guria, so that it seems to be against, right? That price is against Rav Chama Bar Guria. We said the Moshe started off with 8, right? Again, this Mishnah, this price says he started off with 16, right? So, Amma Lechar Rav Chama Bar Guria Tanai, no, it just says Machogos Tanayim. And he holds like the one who says that Moshe started off with 8. Okay. Tarnu Rabbanu. When the Rabbi said, Arba Mishmaros Alu Min Hagola. There were only 4 Mishmaros that came from Golos. You would think, right? 70 years of Golos. Bnei Yisrael go to Bavel. All of a sudden, Ezra is like, all right, we're going back to the Beis HaMikdash to rebuild it. You would imagine everybody would have come. That's not at all what happened, right? Really, there were only 4 of the families. Right, of the 4 of the Mishmaros actually came back. Ve'eluhen, Yedaya, Charim, Pashkur, Ve'imar. And only those 4 Mishmaros came back with Ezra and the Golos. Sorry, just got a little bit of congestion. So Amr Amdu Neviim Shebenehem Ve'chelku Ve'amidim Alas from Ve'arba. So sure enough, right, what they did was they divided those 4 into 24 different, you know, separate mishmaros. Right, each family obviously, right, do the math. Right, ended up with 6 of them. And Balu Menasam B'Kalpi. Kalpi nowadays is a modern Hebrew word for the lottery, or really the voting box, but. Here it's they did a lottery. Right? You put them in a box, and Yedaya v'nato chelko v'chelik chaver of sheish, and so Yedaya came and took his chelik, took his portion. Meaning when it says his portion, meaning which week of the year where they would serve. And Bacharim v'nato chelko v'chelik chaver of sheish, and Charim did it so v'chein Pashkor right v'chein Emar. V'chein hitnu neviim shebeneim, right? Filu Yehoriv rosh mishmeres ola, and they decided. The neviim decided at that point that even if Yehoriv would change his name, right, he was change his mind, excuse me, and come back from the galus, right, and decide, right, he was apparently the number one of all the mishmaros back in the day in the first base of Midrash, but still, once he delayed, so he blew his chance. And lo yitcha yedaya mimkomo, he wouldn't push off Yedaya from his place as I guess they went first. Eli Yedaya Iker v'Yoyariv Tafel. Oh, really? Rather, if he would come back, right? So then Yedaya would be the first, meaning be the most important, and Yoyariv would go up second, right? And he would, but again, he would. Meaning that Rashi says Yoyariv would have 5 weeks, and then Yedaya would have 5 weeks, and then Yoyariv would just show up and serve in the 6th week. Okay. V'yishal shebos ha-mishmar miskansim ba'arehem, right? The Mishnah had said that the Yisraelim in that Mishmar would go to their cities and daven and record my sabreshes, right? And that's why we had the whole fasting thing, right? If you remember, from the biggest calling, etc. So Kumar says, Minani Mili, where in the world will we have the Jews reading from my sabreshes? What does that have to do with anything? So Amar of Yaakov Baracha, Amar of Yasi, El Mali Ma'amados Lamizkayim Nu Shamayim V'Or. It's pretty well known, Gemara, that if we did not have the Ma'amados, it doesn't really mean the Ma'amados, it means the Korbanos, as you'll see in a second. So the Shamayim V'Or, it's the world would not exist. Shemar is supposed to exist. Vayomer Shem Elokim Be'Meida Ki Roshena. Right, this is Avram. We're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises that Avram's children will inherit Eretz Yisrael, and they'll be taken care of, they'll grow, etc., etc. Avram says, how do I know? So Amar Avram, Ribbono Shel Olam, Avram said, Shema Yisrael Choten Lefanecha. The Jews, right? I know human nature. The Jews are going to sin. At Oslan, Kedor Amavo, Kedor Aflaga, you're going to destroy them like you did the generations previously. So Amar Lo, Hashem said, Lav, no. So Amar Lefanam, so Avram said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Hodini B'Meir Rishena. So let me know, how do I know? So Amar Le, Kechali Egle Meshulashes, Veiz Meshulashes, Vayel Meshulash, right? Again, he does the Bris Pein Risarim. And he explains that through korbanos, Am Yisrael are going to get kapara. So Amar Lefanav, so he said, Ribbono Shel Olam, so Tenech Bezman Beis Hamikdash Kayim. So okay, that's fine if the Beis Hamikdash is standing, but Bezman Shein Beis Hamikdash Kayim, Mateleim. What are the Jews going to do? So Amar Lo, Kvar Tikanti Lem Seder Korbanos. I already set up korbanos. Bezman Shekorim Behem Lefanai, Malah Ani Aleihem Ki Ilu Hikrivum Lefanai Vani Mochel Lehem Al Kol Avanoseihem. If you say korbanos in the morning, whenever we say korbanos, Kosh Baruch Hu will view it as if we actually bring the korbanos. So you know, as we say, right? What's it called? We say it in the tefillos in the morning. Oh my gosh, I forget the phrase, but. Oh my goodness. The puzzle that keeps on coming to me is Vinivla Shem Svasam, but it's not like that. It's Svasenu, oh my gosh. Basically, the utterances of our mouths are considered to be the korbanos that we bring. So it just escapes me. All right, either way, we remember it in the middle of probably Shmon Esrei tomorrow, because that's how these things work. Anyway, Viter, but Tachlis is that we have the korbanos, and the korbanos that the mamados, again, the reason we read Maaseh Bereishis is because the mamados, the korbanos that we're trying to bring, right, the mamados that the Jews are acting as representatives from, is basically how we keep the world going, is how we keep our schusim, in check, and how we get kapara, and nowadays it's through saying korbanos. Okay. Fine. Umishalma parim svaseinu. That's the phrase that we will be able to bring the cows with quote unquote the korbanos svaseinu with our mouth. Okay. Baruch Hashem. Tan Ravam another brisa. Anshe mishmar, the people of the mishmar. So I am spelling al korban achem she is kavu barotz on there. Obviously, davening that the korbanos would be accepted. Fine. She maimid miskansav as a knesses v'yoshvim dalatanios. And the people of the maimid, right, they were not in Yerushalayim. Obviously, they were back home. Right, we said that they were back home. So they would get into, they would go to shul, and they would fast four fasts. Which days? B'sheni, B'shabbat, Shlishi, B'shabbat, B'shlishi, B'revi, B'chamishi. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. B'sheni, what was the purpose for the fasting on Monday? So all your day hayam. That's for the sailors, people traveling by sea. Why on the second day? Because you might expect, Kosh Baruch Hu, right? V'hi rakia b'soch ha'mayim, v'hi b'avdil b'in mayim l'mayim, pasuk by Sabratius relating to water. Bashlishi on the third day, right? Al hochem midbaros, and the people traveling in the midbar, right? Obviously, pasuk says on the third day, v'sereha yabasha. Okay, Barivi on the fourth day, al askarash lotipol al tinokos, that the children should not die of tinokos, and that's obvious. It's not obvious, but that's already related to the sun and the moon, to the lights in the sky. Rashi says that a bit of a tenuous, not tenuous, chas shalom, but not as obvious as the other, what's it called, as the other connections, because the pasuk says, Yi maros b'kiryah ha-shamayim, and the word maros is written chaser. So you could read it as me'oras or me'eras or something like that. So that could be a curse. That language is a curse. So therefore we want to hope that the children avoid this terrible misa. And b'chamishi on the fifth day, al-iboros, umenikos, for the women who are pregnant and the women who are nursing. Again, that's pasuk says yishur tzu amayim nevish sheretz nevish chaya. As you know, let the land be come forth, bring forth with a lot of life. So as the Gemara explains, it ubaros she lo yipolu umeniko she yinuku b'nehem, right? So that the pregnant woman should not miscarry, and that the women who are nursing should be able to have enough milk for the babies. Uve'erev Shabbos lo yimizanin mipnei kavu Shabbos. On Friday they wouldn't fast because kavu Shabbos, and kavu chomer b'Shabbos atzma, certainly not on Shabbos. Okay, but the Gemara just points out you're missing one day. Right, that's the end of the brayso. But echa b'Shabbos my time alone. So what about Sunday? So a bunch of answers. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, interestingly enough, mipnei hanotzrim, because of the notzrim. Rashi says, fascinating that the notzrim observe Sunday as a yomtiv, and therefore we don't want to what's it called? If you look at Rashi, shows also yomtov shalahem. So we don't want it to appear like we are holding their yom tov, or they're getting offended by the fact that we're fasting on their holiday. Now, notzrim, ironically, notzrim nowadays, translated in Hebrew, is Christians. But unclear if it's referring to Christians, or obviously the Christians definitely did exist in the times of the Gemara. Gemara talks about Jesus and stuff like that. But again, this is already something that predated Christians for a long time. So Pashas is talking about another type of nation that would do this. Okay, either way, the coincidence is just very striking. But if it pashtus, it seems like it's talking about some other people. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar, b'nei shu shlishi yitzira, because it's the third day from creation when man was created on Friday. We know that the third day after a bris milah, a person feels weaker. So the third day after something is there's some sort of weakness. So therefore, we don't want you fasting on the people fasting on the third day after they were created. If Adam was created on a Friday, so Sunday is the third day afterwards, right? There's some sort of weakness that happens every Sunday. I had thought it was just because I ate too much cholent on Shabbos, but okay, either way, apparently people are weaker on Sunday. Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish says, Neshama Yisera. It's because of the Neshama Yisera that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to us on Shabbos and takes away on Motzei Shabbos, so that's why we're a little bit weaker on a Sunday. We don't want to enhance that or kind of make that even worse. Right? We get the Neshama Yisera on Shabbos and Hashem takes it away. Shneimer's pasuk says, Shavas Vayinafash, right? We rest. And then vayinafash, which came sheshavas voy avdo nefesh. Right, we take the word vayinafash as voy oyve. Right, we lost our extra neshama. Okay, fine. Vayom reishon bereishis v'yirakia. The Gemara now just turns to a technical matter in terms of how you break up the kriyas haTorah, because we know the halacha is, and we're going to learn it soon in Maseches Megillah, that you have to be able to have three psukim for an aliyah. So some of these, if you look at the psukim and brachos, which we were talking about the other day, some of these don't work out. So the Gemara says, Tana brachos bishnayim, you would read two people for the first paragraph of brachos, right? And v'yirakia, that's only a few psukim, that would be be'echad. So Gemara says, bishlama yirakia be'echad, because it's a psukim, because that's only three psukim. And the brachos bishnayim, how in the world are you reading that first paragraph of brachos bar elokin? That's hey psukim, havya. That's only five psukim, right? And okay, well, I guess we could read the parentheses, right? Utsnan, or really Vitanya, I think, right? If you look at the Vitanya, right? Akor b'Torah, you of course make gimel psukim, right? Gemara and Megillah, you have to have three psukim. So two possibilities, and as you might imagine, Rav Amar Doleg Ushmuel Omar Posek. Two possibilities. Rav says fine. The second guy repeats the last of the three psukim. So you have the first guy reads the first three. And the second guy reads the last three, and you repeat the middle pasuk. We do that by Rosh Chodesh, as again the Gemara will talk about in Megillah. Ushmuel Amar Posek. Shmuel says no. You split up the middle pasuk into two. Rav Amar Doleg. My time alone Amar Posek. So why doesn't Rav say that you should split the middle pasuk? So Kosavari holds Kol Pasuk the Lo Pasuk Moshe Anu Lo Pasuk in line. Right. Very logical that if Moshe didn't split up a pasuk like that, so too, we should not split up a pasuk like that either. Shmuel, Amar Shmuel says, Posek, Mipaskinan. Wait a minute, one second. Shmuel says you should split it, right? What do you mean you should split it? Right? Can you really split? Vamar Rabbi Chanina Kra, Rabbi Chanina, who was a bucky in Kra in Tanakh, Rashi says, "Hey, a bal mikra, the odu begirso, a baki b'taime." Okay, he's an expert in the chumash. Right, so tsar gadol hayali itzar ruchnina gadol. Right, I made sure that by ruchnina gadol, right, to make sure right, that he was able to split the psukim. Right, that he was teaching. Rashi says he was teaching kids. Lo hitterly lifso gadol tishogas shal mis rabban. Right, he only allowed me ruchnina gadol only allowed me to split the psukim when I was teaching little kids. The whole ulislam in a suyan because I was trying to teach it. But any other example, any other reason, we don't split the pasuk. So the Gemara says, Shmuel hazam time am I? What's the reason? Shmuel simply says, well, it's the same logic. What's the reason you split a long pasuk into two so a kid can understand it? Right? Mishum d'lo efshar, because he can't understand it, right, without splitting it. So, achanami lo efshar, so too, it's not possible. There's no other way for us to do it. Shmuel or posik my time lo omer dolek. What do you mean there's no other way? Right? Why can't you just repeat the pasuk? So he says, because gzerim shuma chnasim, gzerim shuma yotzim, because people who come late or people who leave early, right, are going to hear only two psukim for an aliyah and think that that's okay, and then they'll do it elsewhere. Really, that's inappropriate. Meisvei, let's just get to the two dots on the beginning of Chav Ches. Meisvei, that's the following shayla parsha shel shisha psukim kardos amishnayim. If you have six psukim, you can split that into two. V'shal chamisha, right, biyachid, and if it's five psukim, you have to read that with one person. V'marishon kari gimel, and if the first guy reads only three, asherni kari shnayim v'parsha zu v'echam v'parsha acheres. And if for whatever reason you split the five in the first three, and the first guy reading the parsha of five reads three, so the second guy is going to read two and one. If Yosh Omrim Gimel, some people say you even have to read not two and one, but two and three, meaning he has to read three from the next paragraph. If Yosh Omrim Maskin and Parsha Pachos Mishal Shapsukim, you can't start another paragraph or another topic with less than three psukim. But either way, right? None of the, this price says against both Rav and Shmuel, because of Amanda Amar Doli Glidlog. This brisa says that if you're, for whatever reason, breaking up a parsha of five into two aliyos, you have to do either two and one, or three and two and three. But it doesn't say that you can split or repeat the middle pasuk. So Gemara says, you're right, Shani Hazam, the Islay Ravcha, because in that case, you have more space, you have more time, right? More ability to read the next parsha. If you look at Rashi, Sheyachol Likros Mi Parsha Acheres, right? There's a lot of psukim in front of you for the next story. Avalhaka, but over here, Leslie Ravka, but you have no other space in this case. Because what are you doing? You're only reading those first psukim. You can't go on to the third day. You're not allowed to. We're not reading that today. So that's the only, once you're stuck with that, so then you have to either split or repeat the middle pasuk. Okay, Shkoa, Kodal Rabosei, have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.